than miracle. Well, I didn't get my new car, but my hoopty didn't break. Honey, you don't know the God that I serve. Don't get me preaching about miracles up inside this house today. We live in a microwave world of supersize and get rich. You can even go to sleep and put something in your little iPod and plug it in your ear. And when you wake up, you can be a billionaire because people want more. And you can have white teeth in, 30 seconds. And you can take a pill and you can lose weight and be beautiful, baby. Honey, let me remind you, only God can do some things. But I'm telling you, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You was at Walmart last night saying, I think I ought to get some of that. Always looking for looking for a new drug, a new thrill. Always looking for a way to get higher and some new extreme experience. Really, our world is discontented with technology. Discontented with material goods and the blessings and fatness of our great country. However, amen, they have become content with dead church, no miracles, no signs and wonders, no harvest, no, nothing exciting and explosive, willing to sit defeated, willing to sit under the tyranny of a devil that is the father of all liars, and there's no truth in him, satisfied to live in subservience to a sinful culture, a non-faith culture. Amen. We've got dignified churches and Pentecostal churches that have lost the Pentecost. Can I tell somebody this apostolic message is extreme? It's high. It's exciting. It's life-changing. It still works. It's cutting edge. It's relevant. But can I tell you, the half has yet to be told. My God said, the latter shall be greater. I've come to tell somebody, I'm thankful for heritage. I'm thankful for truth. But my God, I know there's more somewhere. Now, I'm a Louisiana boy. I grew up with mud between my toes. And these scientists, behavioral scientists, got this little country boy and a little city boy together. And they put the little city boy in a room with all the games and toys and every toy imaginable. And then they put the little country boy in a room full of mud. And they looked through their little one-way glass. And the little boy sitting in there with all the toys was just crying. I mean, he was having a bad day. And then they went and looked in the other window and they had to get a squeegee. And that little country boy was bent over like a dog. And mud was flying everywhere. They asked the first little boy with all the toys, they said, why are you crying? He said, basically, I'm so blessed, I don't know what to play with. Uh-huh. Then they walked over to the other little boy, and he had mud all over him. I'm telling you, he was covered. And they said, what are you so excited about? He said, with all this mud, there's got to be a crawdad in here somewhere. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody, that's how I feel living for God. Even in the mess of 2013, can I tell you, there's miracles in this thing. Amen. There's blessings. There's riches. There's glory. I've come to preach to a revival church. God wants to take you to the next level. Amen. Your praise is world renowned. The revival of Burma, I have waited to come to this church, but I carefully preach to this church. There is more from God for you. I'm not backing up. I'm not backing up from what I'm preaching. There's more revival. It's greater. It's bigger. It's larger. I have not seen. Ear hath not heard. Neither has entered in your heart what God. I'm telling somebody, if we get discontented, we'd blow this thing 10 ways from Sunday. Discontented. You may be seated. I refuse to lose. I'm with you. I refuse to lose. I ain't backing up. I ain't shutting up. If God said it, I'm taking it to the bank, honey. I'm going to get me some. You can sit there like a bump on a dill pickle. But God said, exceedingly, abundantly, above all, think you can sit there with your less than. I serve a God that's more than. He is great and greatly to be praised. He's the God of glory, and he's the God of my story. He picked me up, turned me around, and today I'm excited about revival. You may be seated. Israel got content. They were going down the enemy's camp to sharpen their swords. I'm telling you, bad shape. They had to turn on Dr. Phil to get a word. I'm telling you, I ain't even chasing that rabbit. They was getting their word from the little corner stand at the Walmart. Elvis had landed, all sorts of stuff happening. And people like, mm-hmm. And they begin to look at them. They be listening to the old show. I'm not ripping on nobody. I'm just telling you, I don't get what I need to fight from this world. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. I've never met a devil that Jesus couldn't handle. I've never walked through a valley that Jesus couldn't take me through. I'm telling somebody here today, if you want a breakthrough, you just need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You need to quit going through the motions. You say, well, preacher, I ran. Yep, but you didn't break. Preacher, I'm telling you, when it goes past, amen, the perfunctionary, when it goes past the habitual rituals, amen, that we've ingrained, I'm telling somebody, there's a dimension of faith, there's a dimension of revival that's waiting upon a discontented church and a discontented people. Bible says no smith was found in Israel. The word smith literally means a workman or a tradesman. There ain't nothing like an apostolic worker. You can have all the pretty boys. Amen. You can have all the jet setters. But give me some little blue collar apostolic, amen, found something on an altar. Preacher, leader, amen, or precious saint of God. Amen. They couldn't find nobody that believed in their calling. Amen. And their anointing. Anymore. People had learned to live without faith, even in the presence of faith. People had learned to live without blessings in the presence of a God that takes pleasure in blessing his children. I'm telling somebody here today, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Can I tell you, however, faith causes discontentedness. Faith causes you to get up on a Sunday morning when you don't feel like getting up and saying, I'm going to get my answer. I'm going to get my miracle. I'm going to get a work. Can I preach to somebody? Is there anybody that still believes that if God said it, it's going to happen? Is there anybody that still believes, though that the promise tarries, though the vision tarries, Habakkuk said, wait for it shall surely come. God equips who he, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got what it takes. If your name's been written in the Lamb's book of life, then you can speak to your mountain. It's not according to our ability. It's God's ability. If God said it, stand on it. Some of y'all still waiting for your husband to come home. Some of y'all still waiting for your wife and your children. Can I tell you? Just get discontented. I'm telling you, just be like a little bulldog on race gas and just, rah, rah, amen, and just get a four-wheel drive spirit inside of you. I don't know about you, but I grew up going mudding back in the woods, and I learned you got to put your foot in the gas and you can't let off. Can I tell somebody? I felt like that when I woke up this morning. I said, God, I've got it locked in low granny gear and I'm ready. Every devil in hell hates you. You know what the devil will do? He'll let us have partial revival. But if he can keep us, amen, from the dimension God promised, he's done his job. I've come to tell this church, it's time for us to take it to an unknown level. It's time to go into an atmosphere that we might God have mercy. I feel like pre-breathing a little bit of Holy Ghost prophecy. In Jesus' name, we're going to go where no man has gone. We're going to fly farther and faster. Why? Because grace. greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I've got Jesus on my side. Oh, is anybody discontented today? Does anybody want a little bit more today? You want just Sunday morning? Or do you want a Sunday morning that will be marked by an altar? Amen. And you'll tell your children, this is what these stones mean. 2 Timothy says, study to show thyself approved. A what? My God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. God don't need professional Pentecostals. He don't need professional praisers. And thank God, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like good music. There ain't nothing like bad music. Y'all got good music. I'm thankful. But you know what I like? I like where I used to grow up. We judged the service by the bobby pins that was on the floor. My God, we had a 27 bobby pin Sunday night. Chairs was getting blown up. Amen. People's hairdos are getting messed up. Amen. What am I preaching about? God just needs some workers. God just needs some. I'll pray with these young men over here. I'm telling you, nobody's got to know your last name except for Jesus. God don't need a last name. He don't need some lineage. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. God just needs a young man that won't settle for nothing short of the exact promise of God. There's young people in this house. Amen. You're standing on the brink of destiny. Can I tell you, it's easy to serve God hard, but it's hard to serve God easy. Amen. I'm telling somebody, it's time to shake it up, break it loose, and throw it on the altar and say, I'm never going back. I'm never going back to what I used to be. I'm going to praise. I'm going to shout. I'm going to do whatever it takes because I'm discontented. A smith, a tradesman. Oh, does anybody still believe they're anointed? Oh, hear me today. Does anybody still believe that when you call on the name of Jesus, amen, that devils tremble and hell goes to her knees? Does anybody still believe he's the God of the midnight hour? Does anybody still believe when you lay hands upon the sick, they shall be healed? I'm tired of praying for people and nothing happens. I'm discontent. I'm going to pray until something happens. They going to give out or I'm going to give out, but I know God can't give out. He's inexhaustible. Amen. You can't wear him out. And he owns everything. Even to the cattle of 1,000 hills. A workman that can shape tools of war for defense. A workman that can shape tools of harvest for their family and church. Oh, if we become at ease in Zion and the fire begins to dwindle and the smoke of complacency begins to muddle our eyes. Amen. That's the place where tradesmen, amen, put down their own calling, amen, and their own legacy given from family. I'm telling somebody here today, if it's sword making time, I want to make swords. If we're going to battle, I'm telling you, I'm going to put swords in my baby's hands. If it's harvest time, I'm going to make sickles. Amen. But I'm not going to sit here, amen, and watch a world go to hell. I'm thankful again. I have struggled. Amen. Saying, Lord, I'm preaching to revival church. And God said, yep, but I've got more for them. I feel like the Holy Ghost told me to challenge Birmingham. I don't really know you. You don't know me. But I love what I feel. Amen. And feel what I love. But can I tell you, God's looking for us. He's looking for a daddy. Amen. With young babies. He's looking for everybody to begin to say, I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not waiting on pastor to come lay his hand on me. I heard a man in a restaurant say, I need to teach him a Bible study. And something screamed inside of me. Oh, to God. Somebody would get discontented about revival. Workmen war on their knees, knowing that some things come about only by prayer, fasting. I wonder, when the day of battle comes, will the hands of your children be empty because you got content? The Bible says that there was no sword found. There was no weapons found. They had to go down the enemy's camp. They had all the ability to sharpen and maintain. But they felt like they had to go down the enemy's camp. I wonder what we're going to put in the hands of our new converts. What we're going to put in the hands of people that walk in here broke and tore up. I'm telling you, we've got to place something inside of them. Amen. That's greater than anything they've ever felt or ever heard. I'm not going to war empty-handed, church. And I'm not going to harvest empty-handed. Amen. Our God is with us. And he's for us. And none can stand against us. Your Bible tells me that no weapon formed, amen, no tradesman in hell is going to build something greater than what I'm going to. Can I tell you, hell's got discontented imps that want your babies and want your marriage. Amen. They want your chastity. They want your righteousness. They want your sound mind. Can I tell you, amen, hell is 24/7. My God, if hell is discontented, then and where ought to be the church? Then where ought to be moms and dads? Can I tell somebody, if hell's got it, then heaven's got to have better. If hell's raising up an army, the church better raise up an army. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Our God is able to do anything but fail. If hell's gonna fight, then I'm gonna fight. If hell's gonna enlarge her coast, then I'm gonna enlarge mine. The psalmist said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. He's still able to do above what I could ever ask or think, according to his riches and glory. Saul's army of trained soldiers feared giants. But David's army of commoners and discontented killed giants and did exploits. We don't hear about Saul's mighty men trained in the art of war. But we hear about an army of David. Can I tell you, an army born in a cave of discontentment. Oh, God don't need talent. He needs trust. He don't need Pharisees. He needs Pentecost. He don't need a church that's got it all together. And I believe we ought to have it together. We ought to be a five-star church. But can I tell you, God needs a people that when they get into his presence, all pretense goes aside. All procedure goes. If we may preach first and sing later and take the offering in the middle, we don't have to. My God, I'm so tired of people that want three songs and offer and a little cupcake message. My God, I want to see heaven unfold. I want to see the glory of the Shekinah fill the house. I want to see people get the Holy Ghost. I want to see drug addicts get sober. I want to see people with broken marriages, with their arms are wide. I'm discontented. My God, he needs a shema right now. That's fed up with the devil's junk. Preacher, everybody's running. Oh, but somebody stood up and said, I'm done running, preacher. I'm done running. It may be just a hill of beans, but bless God, it's my hill of beans. Amen. And I'm not going to let the devil take. Amen. Some of y'all, amen, I'm telling you, that little hill of beans is the first blessing. But if you protect the first blessing, honey, you won't eat beans. And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of beans and cornbread. But can I preach today? If you'll learn to stand up in the day of small things, despising not, I'm telling you, you will put your hands upon blessings you do not deserve. You'll get a job that you ain't qualified for. But if you're content to sit around a little earthen pot and survive on beans, then God will let you. But oh, is there anybody that wants something from the master's table? Is there anybody that wants a little Holy Ghost ribeye? Said God, I'm tired. My God, have mercy. Is there any dreamers in this house? I said, is there any dreamers in this house? Is there any gray-haired warriors in this house that say, I may not be able to shout, but I still got a shuffle that hell hates? Is there anybody in this house that says, I still believe? Long live the dream, Pastor. You preach it, I'm going to eat it up and believe it. You just point the way, Pastor. And is there anybody that still believes in the promise? God. I feel faith rising up in this. I'm telling you, you can get healed before you leave this house. You can get the Holy Ghost before you leave this house. What do I got to do, preacher? You got to get up from where you are and say, I'm going to get mine. Anybody tired of being sick and tired? No. I'm talking, you tired. You're irritated. You're chafed in your spirit. You're uncut. You can't get comfortable. It's like sitting on Southwest between two blessed people. And you just can't get comfortable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel like that. It don't matter which way you go. Amen. There they are. And you try to eat, and then there's the other person. I'm telling somebody today, if you get discontented, you can walk down into the enemy's camp and get back, my God, what he stole from you. Some of you got some joy in the enemy's camp. I believe there's anointings in the enemy's camp today. I believe there's a peace that passes all. Amen. But it's not in your head. Can I tell somebody here today? There's faith and anointing. There's miracles and wonders. And I want it all back. I'm preaching today. If God said I could have it, I'm going to get greedy. I want every bit of it. I'm not Pharaoh. You can't have my harvest. You can't have my babies. And you can't have my church. I'm going further than 3 days. Can I tell you, I don't make concessions with a defeated enemy. My God said, Canaan is yours. I want milk and honey. I want a house. I want a well. I want a wall that God built for me. You see, the kingdom of God suffers violence. And the Bible says the violent, we don't like this part. The violent take it by force. Girl, hit somebody. How's she about to? I know. Go ahead, smack her. You know, pretty people don't like to fight. See, this may offend some of y'all dignified folk. Pretty people, you know, they got their little suit on. I was walking out of the hotel this morning. This sister came out with a hat, and I was like, you go. She looked at me. I said, I like the hat. She was dialed in. And she was just, she had all digits. And she had her little people around her. And they was cruising out. I was like, she ain't shouting today. She had her nails did. Had a little, she was holding her high heels in her slippers. And she was a queen. And I was joking with her. We were having a good time. But can I tell you, pretty people never get nothing. That's why I like ugly people. I'll tell you, ugly people going to eat. Oh, you ain't hearing what I'm preaching. Little pretty people, they come up to church and post up, be like, yeah, I'm all that in a bag of chips, honey. And if God knows that I'm here, amen, we gonna, can I tell you, I like the people, amen, that don't match. I like the people that are so broke, busted, and disgusted, tore up from the floor up, but know that God's able. They walk into church and say, y'all can sit in your little air-conditioned cocoon, but I know that he takes pleasure in his babies. Can I tell somebody, if it's worth fighting for, then roll up your sleeves and fight. Fight I not as one that beateth the air. I'm fighting to win. I'll bite, I'll claw, I'll scratch, I'll get ghetto on you. But honey, I'm a fighter. That would work at a golf game. The devil's got you on jump. He's got you on blast. But can I tell you, when the devil pops up, I smack him in his head and tell him, boy, I don't know what you're thinking, but you ain't right. Can I tell somebody, I'm not content to go through a service and just say, well, we had church. I believe that if we'll begin to fight, that the armies of God will take complete dominion. You ever seen a mad hillbilly? You know what I like about rednecks, Pastor? They're going to bring a barrel of whatever it takes. And y'all know what I'm talking about. And honey, they're going to break it open on you. They'll pick up. Lord have mercy. Some of y'all done this. They'll hit you with a high heel in Jesus' name. Amen. And then when you get mad, they'll tell you, the Bible says, touch not thine anointed. Do thy prophet no harm. Hallelujah. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. See what I'm talking about? Hey, amen. But I wish that somebody get mad. That's discontented people. You know what they do? I'm like that little engine that could. I'm not big. I don't have a big motor. Amen. And nobody likes me. But I'm going to tell you, I'm in it to win it, baby. Amen. Amen. When the cows come home, I'll be there. I'm preaching to this church. Amen. There's men of God and women of God. Amen. The anointing and destiny of God is so thick in this house. But can I tell you, God put a little twinge in my heart. Tell them, don't get used to that level. That is not the destination. Tell them, don't get used to that building, for it cannot hold what I will give. Tell them not to get used to that anointing, for there's greater. Tell them not to get used, amen, to what's good. There's more in my heart. There's more in my spirit. My God, you ought to throw your hands up and get you some. You ought to get fighting mad. You ought to get ugly mad and say, devil, it's my turn. Yeah, come on, somebody. Faith could break right here. Come on, somebody. Get violent. My husband's coming home. My daughter's gonna pray through. My son's gonna make it. Come on, you are gonna get the job. You are gonna be blessed. God is gonna protect you, but you gotta get discontented. If I fall, I shall arise. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the, come on, somebody. I'm preaching to you in the shadow. Amen. You're going to win. Katayala Mahasha. I'm telling you, angels have walked into this house today because God wants to take us to another place. It's amazing. We go to the doctor and he says, where does it hurt? And you show him, and then he pokes it. He says, that hurt? Well, yeah, it hurts. My God, that's why I'm here. He says, hop up on the table. We don't ask no questions. Whoop. He's like, open your mouth. I'm going to put a stick down your throat and check your mouth. You're gagging. He said, okay, you all right? And then he gets out a hammer and hits you in the knee. And you're paying for all this. He'll prescribe you pills. They choke a buffalo. You don't ask, when's the last time you asked what was in them? No, you know why? You want to feel better. Oh, somebody hear me. Just make me feel good. I'll drink it. I'll eat it. I'll take it 3 times a day. I'll pay obscene amounts of money. And for all I know, it's just an oversized Advil or a Tylenol. And you know, we just, anything the doctor said. And then we come to church and we don't shout. The preacher said, if somebody come to this altar right now, you get healed. We're like, well, you know, Lord, that's bless my brother. Bless my sister. And the pastor said, we're going to give and God's going to bless us. And we're like, nope, he ain't hit me in the knee this time. Ain't gonna, sir, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what? We let the devil treat. We hop when he says hop, and we tell him how high. And then we come to the house of God where his promises are yea and amen. And we begin to question and we begin to wonder. Can I tell you, if the devil hits me, I'm gonna hit back. I don't know about you. I got the Holy Ghost, but I'll still smack you silly. If you touch my wife, I'll break you up, honey, and roll you up. I still got the Holy Ghost. But if you smack me, I'm going to rear back and lay hands on you suddenly in the name of Jesus. If the devil's fighting, I'm fighting. If he pushes where the pain's at, then I'm going to hit him where it hurts. I'm taking the fight to hell because I'm in an army of discontented. I'm not going to watch families blow apart. I'm not going to watch young people walk out of the house of God. I refuse to concede to the enemy. I'm hurrying today. I'm thankful for this building, Pastor. I really am. I would dream to have this building. One day I shall. In Jesus' name. Too bad when y'all get through with it, we couldn't just scoop it up. I bet you I could hire some rednecks. Like, yeah, we'll haul it out there for y'all. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I come from the little bayous of Moss Bluff, Louisiana. Hey, man, my family tree doesn't fork all that good. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I got a little bit of soul in me somewhere a couple generations back. Hey, man, I'm all about it in Jesus' name. But can I tell somebody here today, I'm thankful for this building. I'm happy for y'all. But I'm telling you, this ain't nothing. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost today, this is great and this is powerful. But I'm telling you, there's going to be an atmosphere of worship that comes into this church. I'm telling you, people are going to walk into the parking lot. They ain't even going to get in the doors. They're going to fall out. I'm going to tell you, you mark it down, I'll sign my name. They're going to get out of their car talking in tongues. Cancers are going to fall off. I'm telling you, change of addiction are gonna break, and they came running to that. When I tell you, if you'll set yourself on fire, people will come to watch you burn. There's more, there's more, there's more. If you play the drums, there's more. If you play the bass, there's more. If you're involved in any department, there's more. There's a new level. I'm almost done. We're going through hell right now. And our famous one-liner, oh, God understands. No, he doesn't. God don't understand why we don't get healed. He don't understand why we just accept it. Choosing to live depressed and down. I'm not identified by what I'm going through. I'm identified by where I'm going. And I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad, hallelujah, my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm a king's kid. I walk with my head up and my shoulders squared because I'm not what I need to be. But honey, I'm not what I used to be. I've been blood bought. I've been washed in the glory and blood divine. I've got the Holy Ghost in fire, and it's beating and burning inside of my heart. We've got the power to overcome the wicked one. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the discontented church. I'm preaching to somebody. It's your time to come up. It's time for God to show up and show out. But do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Are you hungry? I wish somebody would throw your head back and let out a scream that hell can hear. Hey, hey, there it is. Yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, come on. Hell's shaking. I gotta praise. Yeah, and I gotta let it out. Hey! Somebody say yeah! if you believe it, say yeah. Say yeah. If you believe it's going to happen today, say yeah. From a manger to the temple. 33 years of miracles. To a garden, deep prayer. From betrayal to a whipping post. Ultimately to Calvary. A discontented Savior that was not happy with a distant Old Testament relationship with his people. Put tools in the hands of his people. Moses, what's in your hand? It's just a little stick, God. God said, you don't even know what I've placed in your hand. David, what you got? Slingshot, God. Can I tell you? A child's toy in God's hands becomes a weapon of mass destruction. I'm telling you, some of you are one praise away from a miracle. What am I doing today? I'm trying to shake you up before you walk out of here and get you some lunch. I want God to do something in you and for you. I'm preaching and closing to people. Quit hiding your calling. You've been wanting to teach that, but honey, you teach that first one. Amen. This year you can teach 100. How do I believe it? You know why? I'm a Bible study teacher from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. I'm preaching to people today. Young man, get back in that closet of prayer. Oh, come on, mother. Put your hands back on the horns of an altar and begin to intercede with groanings that cannot be. I'm telling you, when people get discontented, this church would blow upside down, inside out, in apostolic revival. I believe there's a revival in Birmingham that the news people will say there's a fire. Something's going on. You may not believe it, and some of you don't, but some of you do. If you'll get discontented, it's coming. Who needs a miracle? Come on. I know what you're waiting on. Come on. Preacher, it's that easy. Honey, God already gave it to you. The problem is you hadn't got discontented enough to get your hands on it. If you need the Holy Ghost in this house, Jesus said, except a man be born again of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It still takes the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidence for speaking in other tongues. Baptism in Jesus' name, amen, and being separated from this world. It still takes, but can I tell you today, it's the greatest thing you've ever felt. How do you know it's so great? I'll ask you a question. Why is the devil fighting you so hard? We're fixing to get our miracle right here in our blessing. If you need the Holy Ghost, you got to throw your hands up and begin to repent. God's going to feel you. Hallelujah. This old farmer had a mean mule. That was a constant pain. That old mule fell into a dried up well. The farmer said, you know what? I didn't even have to dig the hole. The job's halfway done. Farmer with a smile on his face began to shovel dirt on that old mule. He was sweating in the midday sun. And pretty soon he thought it was heat exhaustion, but he saw two scraggly ears clear that pit. He shook his head. He said, no, I'm having a nightmare. I'm burying this thing. And he threw another shovel. He heard a little snort. He went and looked down that hole. That old mule, and if mules can grin, he was grinning. He shook his back of that dirt, and it fell. And he stomped it down, and he got a little bit higher. I'm telling somebody here today, every time the devil throws a shovel full on your back, if you'll get discontented, you can shake. The devil's under your feet, saint of God. The devil's defeated. You know what the devil told you? He's going to bury you 6 feet under. You know what, devil? What you tried to bury me with elevated me. What you meant for bad, God meant for good. You know what? I'm thankful for the devil because I'm anointed today. I'm thankful for the devil because he has put me into my destiny. Does anybody want it right now? Throw your hands up in the air. Come on, quit accepting your surroundings. Come on, right now, all by yourself. I'm not satisfied. Come on, preacher. I'm not satisfied with my anointing. I'm not satisfied with my blessings. I'm not satisfied. Come on, there it is. Call out to God right now. Lift your voice. Come on, there it is. There it is. Come on. Yeah, you're going to have to dig deep this morning. Hallelujah. This ain't service. This ain't patty caking. Come on. Is this church satisfied? Or do you want more? Are you still hungry? Come on, I want to hear the cry of the discontented. I want to come on. I don't feel like praying because you're content. I can't break through. It's because you're content. I'm preaching to you. You've got the signs. You've got the form and fashion. But where's the fire? There it is. Go. Go, church. Yeah. 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 Come on, my sister. Come on. Get discontented. I'm not going to hell. Come on, you're going to make it. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Yeah, yeah. Come on, go. Come on, I'm going to make it. I'm not going to hell. I'm not going back. I'm not going to lose. Come on, backslider. You don't have to struggle anymore. Come on, faithful saint of God. This is your season. It's my season. It's my season. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's get this today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, discontented people, dig in right here. Hallelujah. When everybody else quits praying, the army of the discontented says, I'm going a step further. I'm going to another level. Yeah. I'm getting my blessing. Come on. Is there an army in this house? Is there an army in this house? Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. And the people of God say, yeah.
And the people of God say,
sing now.
And the people of God say,
say what?
And the people of God say,
yeah.
And the people of God say,
yeah. People of God say,
people of God say,
hey.
And the people of God say,
come on, somebody lift your voice. Yeah.
And the people of God say,
people of God say,
yeah. And the people of God say, yeah. And the people of God say, yeah.
Somebody get a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall. Yeah. That's it, minister. Yeah. Yeah. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. In this altar, people are breaking through. Yeah, yeah, I'm going on. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. you some. Get you some. You to shout. I dare you to put your foot on the devil's neck and shout. Somebody shout. Oh yeah. Shout, say. I'm going. The devil thought he had me, but God kept me. Lift your voice, help me say.
And the people of God say, yes.
Say.
And the people of God say,
Put your hands up. Say. Come on, somebody lift your voice. Say. I'll see yes. Yeah, I'll see yeah. Yeah. And the people of God. Come on. It's going to happen right now.